南有一间福盛，这个也算点。
Even though today I have a small service before God, that is also great.
我根本不配福盛。
I'm actually unworthy.
我今天好像能配福盛是三点。
As though I can serve in some measure, that is great.
这是什么恩典叫我配？
It's grace qualifies me.
我不能侍奉神。
I cannot serve God.
我今天能有一点点侍奉。
Today I can serve a little bit.
这个能是恩典的结果。
This is the result of the work of grace.
最弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
我们在最后的分析上，
in the final analogy,
我们看见实在一切都是恩典。
Truly, it's all grace.
这个实在叫我们服。
And we see that we must bow low and worship.
但是弟兄姊妹，这并不是说我们就没有责任。
It doesn't mean that we have no responsibility.
那我们就可以随随便便。
And so we can be careless about our life.
反正都是恩典。
Because everything is great.
那么你被十字架也是戴冠冕。
And even though when you take off the cross, you also have a crown on you.
那你不被十字架？还是戴冠冕。
You don't take up cross, you also get your crown.
根本因为不是配不配的问题了。
It's not as natural, worthy or unworthy.
都是神的恩典了。
All grace.
所以你就看见说，在这一个观念的里面。
So you see in this concept,
有一个难处。
There is a difficulty.
就是我们不负责任。
It's because we become irresponsible.
我们就随便。
We become careless.
如果这样的话，将来有一天。
If that is the case, the day will come.
当我们站在基督台前的时候，
when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ,
我们要受极大的宽恕。
We'll suffer loss.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天在神的儿女的中间，
among God's people today,
我们应当知道恩典和赏赐是两件的事情。
So we must understand these two things, grace and reward.
虽然这两件东西是连在一起的，
even though these two things are inseparable,
但是它们是有分别的，
and they are distinguishable.
所以我想第一件事，我要把这几个字与弟兄姊妹交通一下。
So first, I would like to share you with some of these key words.
在这里有三个字，
here we have three words.
一个就是恩典，
the first word is grace.
第二就是恩赐，
the second word is gift.
第三就是赏赐。
And the third is reward.
什么叫做恩典呢？
What do we mean by grace?
恩典在希腊文里头是 charis.
Grace in Greek is charis.
如果你要把它写成英文的话，就是 charis.
Yeah, you want to spell in English, it's charis.
这一个就是这个恩典。
This is grace.
这个字在原文的里面包含很多。
In the original, it has many shades of meaning.
最少里面有三个主要的意义。
At least it has three primary meaning.
第一个是与恩典的本身发生关系的。
Because it has to do with the nature of grace.
恩典的本身。
Grace itself.
什么叫做恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典就是说
Grace means
在这里有一件东西。
Here we have something.
或者一个人
，a person，
或者是一个东西
，or a thing。
这一个人或者这一个东西
，this person or this thing，
它的本身啊，里面是满了恩典的。
The content of this person or this thing is full of grace。
所以当人看见他的时候
，and so when you see this person，
或当人接触他的时候
，and when you touch this person，
又叫人感觉非常的愉快
，it gives you pleasure，
叫你里面得到满足
，it gives you satisfaction。
比方说
，for example，
我们假定说，在这里，
这里没有，
假定在这里有一幅的图画
，assume we have a beautiful picture。
如果今天早晨你来祷告的话，你是有福了。
If you came here to pray, you are blessed indeed.
如果你早晨没有来祷告的话，你损失了。
And if you did not come for prayer this morning, you missed something.
因为你今天来祷告的话，每一个人拿到一张的画。
Everybody who came for the prayer this morning, you all received a picture.
我不知道你把这个画有没有打开来看。
I wonder if you opened it up and have a look.
我没有看。
I did not look at it.
但是我知道一定是一个很美丽的画。
But I know it is a beautiful picture.
因为我们这些弟兄啊，在本地都是美丽的弟兄。
Because all the brothers, sisters in town, they are all beautiful brothers and sisters.
所以他们不会送不美丽的话。
So they cannot get you anything that's ugly.
这个是我的信心。
That's my faith.
如果你把这个图画打开来的话
Now when you open up this picture
哎呀这个图画的本身啊是那么的美丽
The picture itself is so beautiful
譬如说上面还有神的画
And I believe there is also God's word
那么神的画更美丽
And God's word is even more beautiful
当你看到这个画的时候
When you look at that picture
哎呀叫你里面甚是愉快
It gives you pleasure
叫你里面实在是满足
It gives you satisfaction
这个就是恩典第一个意义
That's the first meaning of grace
我们的神是满有恩典的
Our God is full of grace
你记得我们的主来到地上的时候
When the Lord came to this earth
圣经说道成了肉身
The word became flesh
住在人的中间
And dwelt among men
充充满满有恩典有真理
Full of grace and truth
你看见主耶稣
When we see the Lord Jesus
你听见他说话
When we hear him speak
你一摸着他
When we touch
马上在你里面马上要喜乐
We inside we full of joy
马上在你里面马上要满足
Inwardly we are satisfied
所以有的做事的人这样说
So some points they put it this way
我一提到耶稣的名字
The moment I mention the name Jesus
我的里面就是喜乐
I'm full of joy
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是恩典
That is grace
我们的神就是恩典
Our God is grace
我们的主就是恩典
Our Lord Jesus is grace
如果你要这种恩典的话
You want grace
你必须到他那里
You must come to him
你不要一看一起除
You touch him
你只要一看见他
You see him
甚至一听见他
You listen to him
你里面就愉快了
You will be joyful with him
你里面就满足了
You will be satisfied with it
这是恩典第一个意思
That is the first meaning of grace
恩典第二个意思
The second meaning of grace
就是恩典怎样来授予给人
How does that grace conveyed, extended to you.
恩典怎样免分给人呢
How can that grace be distributed to you?
在原文的里面
In the original
这个字
This word
在分给这件事情呢
The meaning of giving
有两个意义
Has two meanings
一个是白白的
One is giving freely
那是白白的
Freely
不要出代价
No cost
第二
Second
那是普遍的
It is universal
神的恩典是白白的
God's grace is free
不是因为你配他就给你
It's not because you're worthy of it
并不是因为你做了什么他给了我赏你
It's not because you've come for something therefore he bestowed upon you
那个给了贡献
That becomes your way
恩典是白白的
Grace is free
你并没有做什么
You don't need to do anything
但是神白白的把恩典给了你
God freely give it to you.
今天这个恩典是普遍性的。
And this grace is universal.
而不是说我把我的恩典是给几个人。
That doesn't mean that I only give my grace to exclusive few.
这几个人为他要好。
Because those few are special to me.
所以我给他恩典。
Therefore I give them grace.
比方说你请客吧。
Because some of you invite guests.
那你请什么人呢？
Who do you want to invite?
当然你请那一些离你很接近的人。
And you invite your best friend.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢
What the Lord Jesus
said 当你请客的时候不要请那些与你接近的人
When you invite guests to your house don't invite your good friends
也不要请那些能还报你的人
I do not invite those who repay back to you
你请我我请他
Yeah, I invite you and you invite me
那么天天请来请去
And we invite each other
都是这几个人
And only just few of us
这个不是恩典
That is not grace
什么是恩典呢
What is grace
听说你去请那一些
God said, you go invite those
要演的客之类的
the blind and the lame
那些软弱的人
those that are weak
不能报答你的人
those who cannot repay any back to you
为什么呢
why
因为是恩典
because that's grace
亲爱的弟兄姊妹恩典是白白的
grace is given freely
恩典也是普遍性的
grace is also given universally
他不在那里挑选
It doesn't make any, it doesn't have any no selection.
把大街小巷所有的人都请进来。
It invites Christ everyone.
耶法这个礼法哪里的人都听听。
All those in the hedges also brought in.
换句话说城里的人乡下的人都一起听听。
All those in the cities, all those in the villages, they are all invited.
因为神的恩典是普遍的。
Because God's grace is universal.
恩典还有第三个意思。
Grace has a whole meaning.
这个第三个意思与接受恩典的人发生关系。
This grace has to do with the person who receives the grace.
恩典既然临到我们的身上。
Once grace comes upon us,
那么这个恩典在我们里面就叫我们起了变化。
This grace will do a transforming work in us.
叫我们也能感恩。
And so that we will respond graciously.
能感恩神。
So I will thank.
所以圣经里头说感谢神有的时候说 grace God.
So in the scripture, sometimes we thank God, we say we grace God.
我们恩典谢神。
We respond with grace.
这个意思就是说因为神的恩典在我们身上。
Because God gave his grace to us.
在我们里面就制造出一种的性格像神的性格一样。
And create in us a character like God's character.
让我们能感谢他。
And we can thank him.
不但能感谢他
Not only to thank him,
并且我们能对人有恩典像神恩待我们
And we can be gracious to other people like God is gracious to us
如果神的恩典临到我们身上
God's grace comes to us
而我们对人没有恩典的话
And if we are not gracious to other people
这个就是表明恩典在我们身上浪费了
And the grace has wasted in our lives
没有成就他的目的
It is not accomplishing its work
你也记得圣经有这样的故事啊
The Bible has a story
一个仆人进了主人一千万两银子
Paid all his master $1,000
而他根本没有办法还钱
He has no way to repay that
主人收了他
And the master forgave him
但是保持去分到他一个同伴
And when he went out he saw another person
只欠他十两银子
And who also only owed him $10
他就掐住他的喉咙
and he took him by the throat
他说非还不可
you must pay
他不可以恩待他的同伴
and he will not forgive him
结果谁怎么说呢
and what did the Lord say
这个主人要把那个恶的仆人叫来
and he will ask the evil slave capture that evil slave
我给你那么多的恩典
I was so gracious to you
你岂不应当对人也有恩典吗
you should be gracious to the other people
如果你对人没有恩典
If you are not gracious to others, I'll take that grace away from you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所以我们是一帮蒙恩的人
So we, those who have obtained grace,
恩典在我们里面工作
Grace works within,
叫我们也能向人
And therefore we can be gracious to other people.
这个是恩典的意思
This is the meaning of grace.
第二
Second,
恩赐
Yes.
恩赐这个字在新约的里面
In the New Testament
有两个不同的字眼
Has two different words
一个字就是 Doria
One word is Doria
D-O-R-E-A
D-O-R-E-A
这个 Doria 是什么意思呢
What does this Doria mean
意思就是说买赐的礼物
It is a gift freely given
他所注重的是重在白白的
The emphasis here is the freely given
而用在圣经里面的时候
And when it used in the scripture
他总是用在那个树林或是超然的那个恩赐的方面
It is always used on the spiritual part or in the supernatural situation there.
我可以引几节的圣经
I'll mention few portions
因为时间的关系我不去读它了
because time we were not able to read them
比方说使徒行传第八章第二十节
for Acts 8:20
十一章十七节
Acts 11:17
罗马五章十五节
Romans 5:15
哥林多后书九章十五节
Second Corinthians 7:15
以弗所三章七节
Ephesians 3:7
希伯来六章四节
Hebrews 3:6
还有一个字
Another word
那是 charisma
is charisma
C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A
C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A charisma
这个字的意思就是恩典的礼物
This word means the gift of grace.
这一个礼物是出于恩典的。
This gift of grace is because of grace.
神就是那个施恩者。
God is the giver.
神把这个恩典白白地赐给罪人。
He gives this grace to give us free to sinners.
罗马第五章十五节。
Romans 5:15.
十六节
verse 16,
第六章二十三节
Romans 6:23,
十一章二十九节
Romans 11:29,
还有一个意思
and there's one more meaning,
这个 charisma
has a meaning,
就是神赐给圣信徒的恩赐
it's the gift God gives to his saints,
借着圣灵运行在教会里面
it's through the Holy Spirit given to the church,
罗马十二章六节
Romans 12:6,
哥林多前书一章七节
First Corinthians 1:7,
十二章四节
12:4,
二十八节
verse 28,
三十节
verse 30,
三十一节
verse 31,
提摩太前书
First Timothy
四章十四节
4:14,
提摩太后书一章六节
Second Timothy 1:6,
彼得前书四章十节
First Peter 4:4,
这个就是恩赐
This are spiritual gifts
恩赐就是神白白的赐给一个罪人
This are the gifts God freely given to a sinner
并且他也给我们属灵的恩赐能应用在教会中
And also give us spiritual gifts that we can exercise them in the church
第三个字就是赏赐
The third is reward.
赏赐这个字在原文里头是 misto.
The reward in the Greek is called misto.
M-I-S-T-H-O-S.
M-I-S-T-H-O-S.
它主要的意思就是说付这个代价。
The meaning is the wages.
工价
wages.
雇中
hire
所以我们普通就是它是赏赐
and we call them reward
这个赏赐这个字它的用法也有两个
and the usage of this word has two sides
一个就是今生接受的赏赐
it is the reward we receive in this life
马太五章四十六节
Matthew 5:46
六章二节
chapter 6 verse 2
第五节
Verse 5,
第十六节
verse 16,
罗马四章四节
Romans 4:4,
哥林多前书九章十七十八节
First Corinthians 9 verses 17-18,
这个就是今生接受的赏赐
and these are the rewards that we receive in this life,
还有一个就是以后将来接受的赏赐
and the other is the reward that we will receive when we go see the Lord.
马太五章十二节
Matthew 5:12
十章四十一节四十二节
Matthew 10:41-42
马可九章四十一节
Mark 9:41
路加六章二十三节三十五节
Luke 6:22-35
哥林多前书三章八节十四节
First Corinthians 3:8-14
约翰二书第八节
Second John verse 8
启示录十一章十八节
Revelation 11 verse 18
二十二章十二节
and Revelation 24 verse 12
我们今天在神的面前
We, those who are in the law,
我们必须要认识恩典
we must know grace.
因为严格的说
strictly speaking,
是在从头到末都是恩典
from beginning to the end, it is all grace.
无论什么都是恩典
no matter what, it's grace.
像我们已经说过了
we mentioned already,
你得救不是因为你做了什么
We saved that because we have done something.
你就赚了一个救恩了。
We have received grace.
那你赚了。
Salvation. Well, we earned salvation.
不是这样。
It's not that.
我们什么也不能做。
We can do nothing.
我们越做越糟。
And the more we work, the worse it gets.
所以医生说你不用做了。
So God said, don't do anything.
我都替你做好。
I have done everything for you.
我在基督的里面都已经是做完成了。
In Christ, I accomplished.
我把这恩典白白的给你。
Now I want to give grace to you.
只要你接受，就是你的了。
All you need to do is to receive it.
这三点。
That is grace.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
是在您这里说来。
Strictly speaking,
今天我们能进天国也是恩典。
If we can enter into the kingdom of God, that is also of grace.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，知道不知道？这个天堂和天国的分别。
I want to find you can distinguish heaven and the kingdom.
我想在这里有一个难处。
I think we may have a problem here.
因为恐怕在基本的观念上，我们不清楚。
Because in the literature, we have a basic misunderstanding there.
不行，恐怕我稍微再解释一
下。Maybe I'll just touch upon it a little bit.
今天我们所谓的得救是什么呢
？What do we mean by our saving, being saved?
在我们普通的观念里头
，In our thinking,
一个人得救了就可以上天堂了。
We think that once we're saved, we go to heaven.
是不是呢？
Now, is that what we think?
那天堂是什么呢
？What is heaven?
天堂就是在永世的里面。
Heaven is in the eternity to come.
我们与神永远同在。
We will be there with God eternally.
这个就是启示录二十一章、二十二章所描写的新耶路撒冷。
And that's what we see in Revelation 21:22, the New Jerusalem.
这个就是我们普通所说的天堂。
That's what we refer to as the heaven.
但是我们要记得
But we must remember
圣经给我们看见
Bible allow us to see
在那个永世的天堂来到之前
Before the arrival or the coming of the new Jerusalem Heaven
前面还有一个来世的天国
There is a
我们今天是活在今世吗
We are living in this present age.
我们是活在今世。
We are living in this present age.
在一个今世结束的时候
When this age concludes,
不是说永世就开始了。
That means you are ushered in eternity.
不是的。
No.
圣经告诉我们说今世结束了。
When this age is concluded,
有一个来世要了。
There is a coming age that is coming.
这个来世是什么呢
？What is this coming age?
来世就是神的国要降在这个地方。
That coming age is when God will set up His kingdom on this earth.
等到神的国有一千年之久。
And God's kingdom will be on this earth for 1,000 years.
然后来世结束了。
Then when that coming age concludes,
那永世就开始了。
And then the eternity will usher in.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我们在这里看见
so we see here,
我们如果信主耶稣的话
we believe in Lord Jesus,
我们得救了
we are saved,
我们在永世里面我们都能进到天堂里去
in eternity we will all enter into heaven
因为我们的名字写在羔羊的圣灵里头
because our names are written in the book of the Lamb of God
这个完全是恩典
that is all of grace
你信就蒙恩了。
Once you believe, you have that grace.
神的恩赐和宣告是没有后悔的。
God's grace in calling is irrevocable.
他把恩典给你
，He gives you grace.
他绝不会收回的。
You will not take it back.
你知道小孩子在去玩的时候
，You know when little ones play.
在那里也有各种的玩具
，And have all kinds of toys.
玩完你就听见这个声音了。
Once you play, you heard this.
这个是我的
，This is mine.
你不能留
，Don't take it.
你就看见说。你这里说大家一起玩了
when they were playing together,
到了后来就收回来了
in the end they take it back,
这是小孩
that's children,
我们的神不是小孩
God is not like a
child, 他不是把恩典给了你
And he is not like a person who gives you the grace.
他高兴地收给你。
And when he's happy, he gives to you.
他不高兴，他又收回
了。I'm happy, he'll take it back.
不是这样。
That is not like
that. 我们的神乃是永远的神。
God is eternal God.
所以恩神给你的救恩，他绝不收回。
So his grace given to you, he will never take it back.
你不是因为好就赚来的。
Not because you're good, you earn it.
也不是因为你坏，你就失去了。
Not because you're bad, you lose it.
这一个是神是白白赐给你。
That is a free gift from God.
但是圣经给我们看见。
But the Bible, we also see.
当我们的主来到地上的时候。
When our Lord returns to this earth.
审判要从神的家开始。
The judgment will begin with the house of God.
我们是神的家。
We are the house of God.
审判要从神的家开始。
Judgment will begin within the house of God.
但是这一个审判不是白色宝座的审判。
This judgment is not the judgment of the great white throne.
在永世开始之前。
Before eternity is ushered in.
有白色宝座的审判。
There will be the great white throne judgment.
但是在这个来世的开始。
But the beginning of this coming age to come,
there
will be the judgment seat of Christ.
所有神的儿女
all God's people,
我们都要站在基督的台前
we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
你看这个字就是不同了
Now we see the word different.
白色宝座的审判是宝座
The great white throne of judgment is the throne.
宝座乃是国法
Throne has to do with justice.National authority.
National authority. National authority. National authority.
And there God determines eternal death and eternal life. The throne of Christ is not really a throne but a platform.
我们知道在这个东方的国家
in the eastern world
都是大家族的制度
we have big families
所以在有的时候
and often
要开家庭会议
we have a family get together
所有家里的人都要聚集在一个房间里面
and all the families will be together in one room
那么在这个屋子的一角有一个地板呢稍微高起来的
so in one corner of that room there is slight small platform there
这个叫做 Bima
that's called Bima
这个坐
that is a seat
这个家长呢就坐在那个Bima 的上面
the elder of this house will sit on that platform there
那么所有家里的人就站在他的面前
and all the family will stand before him
如果你不是家里的人你不能看家的
if you're not of the family you cannot be in that assembly
在那里做什么呢
what do they do
如果在他本家本族的里面
if those who belong to the family
做了一些光荣祖宗的事情
if they have done some honorable things
那么这一个族长家长他就在众人的面前要称赞他要奖赏他
and then the head of the family will openly acknowledge his accomplishment and give them the honor
如果在家里有不孝败坏的儿女
andIf there is anyone that brings shame to that family,
那么就当着家里众人的面前要斥责他，要管教他。
And he will be strong and he will be reprimanded.
你在这里看见说，这是赏赐的问题。
So this is a matter of reward.
这个不是永生永死的问题。
This is not a matter of eternal life or eternal death.
所有的人都是这一家的。
Because all those who are there are all the family.
就是受管教的还是。
If you are disciplined, you are still within the family.
但是你要看见说他这不是赏赐
but he will not receive reward.
这个就是基督台前的审判
This is what we mean by the judgment seat of Christ.
那个审判的结果，有的人要接受赏赐
and the result of the judgment, some will receive reward.
有的人要受亏损
and some will suffer loss.
你们在这里就前书第三章就可以看见
and First Corinthians 3, we notice that.
在圣经许多的地方都有
and many places in the scripture
这个是什么呢
what is this
就是说我们蒙恩得救之后
That means after we have received grace,
我们得着神白白恩典之后，
we have received the free grace from God,
我们对这个恩典有责任。
We do have a responsibility.
你怎样来用神的恩典？
How are we using God's grace?
你是不是浪费神的恩典？
Are we wasting God's grace?
你有没有从恩典里流出去？
Are we allow the grace to leak out?
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
今天我们梦要神的恩典，
we receive God's grace,
我们是不是让恩典在我们里面工作？
Do we allow grace to work in us?
叫我们起来侍奉神，
allow us to rise up and serve,
是不是让神在你们里面工作？
And we allow the grace to work with him,
叫我们去变化，
we can be trusted.